Welcome back, everyone. My name is Nina. You are now listening to season 2 of So It Goes.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to So It Goes. I've missed you all incredibly, but sometimes you just need a break, and if that break means a duration of 2 years, then so be it. No, I'm just kidding. But hi, I've been doing good. How about you guys? I am still kind of struggling with the whole, like, anticipation. I don't know if you would call it anxiety, but just, okay, so, like, if you guys ever get a chance, you know, to get behind a microphone and record yourself speaking, it's kind of, like, embarrassing, and I kind of get nervous, so I'm still kind of, like, struggling with that, but nonetheless, I'm here. I showed up for work, and I am excited to get into today's topic, which is nothing and everything at the same time. I just want to ramble, and I feel like those kind of podcast episodes are like the ones I normally gravitate to, just because it's kind of like background music in my head when I'm like doing something else, like, I don't know, doing homework. I like to listen to Emma Chamberlain, or I like to listen to Ricky Thompson and Denzel Dion. Really good podcasters, really good influencers in the podcast realm. And I don't know, I just, listening to them these past few weeks have really, you know, inspired me to come back to So It Goes, because I know I built like a little community on here, and when I was really, you know, on the ball with getting episodes out, everyone loved them, and hearing from you guys, you know, how much, you know, my story had helped you at the time, it really meant a lot to me. So that's why I'm back, and I kind of miss hearing my own voice. No, I'm playing. Take everything I say in this podcast, whether that be like encouragement or advice, take it with a grain of salt, because I'm still trying to figure things out for myself. But yeah, I've actually have turned over a new leaf this year. Since it's the beginning of a new year, I really wanted to try something new, and I was leading a very unhealthy lifestyle the past 2 years since I've been away. But when the clock struck midnight, I was like, all right, let's get the ball rolling. Let's go back to the gym. Let's start a diet. And I think that's kind of cliche, because a lot of people do have that as their New Year's resolution, but I really wanted to stick with it. So on the 16th of January, I woke up and I was like, come on, Sheridan, let's go to the gym. He was the one that actually wanted to go to the gym prior, but I feel like starting, I don't know, maybe it's just me because I'm meticulous in things and I like things done in a certain way. I kind of just wanted to wait and have a new week start, or like something new happen, and you know, so that way I could start. I don't know, it's weird. But we ended up going, and I've been working out with him ever since. I usually do like an hour of cardio, an hour and 20 minutes of cardio every day. And I've also have been doing a calorie deficit diet, which has helped tremendously. I'm almost 20 pounds down. Ah, let's go, Nina. And then, yeah, it's just been really good. I really encourage anybody out there who is struggling with their weight or wanting to, you know, just get like healthy, to just try and do a calorie deficit. It's been really good, and I think that's really helped me, you know, with my mental health too, because it does go hand in hand. And losing the few extra pounds, or, you know, focusing on my heart health has been really good, because I don't know, I just feel more confident. I feel more like able to do, I feel more able, and it's just given me an overall sense of empowerment, that I'm willing, that all, anyone, you listening right now is able to create a different reality than the reality we were living then. You know what I mean? Like a choice right now that we make can affect our lives in the future. So by taking that little leap of, you know, hope, I just did it. And that brings me to my next thing. Yeah, I've been working out. I've also have cut out, you know, sodas. I do drink zero sugar sodas, so I don't know if that's kind of the same thing as like a regular soda. But yeah, I've just been convincing myself I haven't been drinking soda, but I do drink zero sugar stuff. But yeah, I've been doing a calorie deficit of 1100 calories a day, which, like I said, do not feel encouraged to do the same thing. We're all different. We have different bodies, different heights and whatnot. So that all goes into like how many calories you should take. But I just wanted to try something new, something different. And that's my calorie deficit. I also, on the topic of new things, new year, I got my hair cut recently. I have been, okay, oh my God, guys, I gotta tell you guys a story. Talking about hair. So back in 2021, I was like, you know what? I was going through a lot back then. And if you listen to my past episodes, you know why. But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna chop off my hair. Because I actually got extensions prior, like 34 inch extensions. $1,000 worth of extensions attached to my head. And my mom was like, okay, I don't think it's a good idea. But I was like, I'm going to do it anyway. Because I'm kind of hard-headed, or was. I don't know if I still am. But I was like, I'm going to do it anyway. I don't care what any of you guys have to say. I'm going to go get my hair done. So I did. And just my hair naturally is really fluffy and curly. And a lot of it has to do with my dad. Because his hair is the same texture as mine. But my mom has like really pin straight hair, but sometimes her hair gets curly. So I'm like, maybe it's from the both of them. But so the way that the extensions were, they weren't textured hair. So they were like pin straight hair right after the shower. It's just straight. And my hair is like fluffy. So when the first night that I got it, like my extensions in, there was a literal indentation line of like, when you can see my real hair to like my actual extensions, and it was so horrible. I think I got like really cheated out with my money. And I told the lady that did my hair, I'm like, okay, so is this supposed to be happening? Like, I don't know why my head hurts so bad. I mean, my scalp was hurting so bad. But then I was like, I'll be okay, I'm fine, I'm just gonna roll with the punches. And she was like, it'll take a few days to get used to, whatever, because usually most people get like their extensions like, I mean, okay, so like at the time my hair was probably right below my shoulders, so like most people usually kind of like gradually increase the length. But I just was like, you know what, I'm just gonna get it and get the 34 inches, I don't care. So the fake hair was all the way down to my butt, and I loved it. I loved it so bad. I miss it sometimes. I miss having really long hair. But I went to, okay, so that thing happened, wink wink, it happened, went to Denver, and I just woke up and I was like, I'm gonna take them out. So I got my brother's pliers and I individually took out all of the little pieces of extension from my hair. And I just threw it in the trash. And I had them in for like a good 2 months and I got tired of it. That's horrible. Do not waste your money on extensions. And if you do decide to do them, get it done professionally. I mean, I did, but just be really mindful on like who you pick to put those things in, because girl, I was a wreck. And it's crazy because once I took it out, my hair literally started falling out, my real hair. And that freaked me out because like, imagine like grabbing the ends of your hair, running your fingers through them, and like literal balls of hair just coming out. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna be bald. Like, I went from 34 inches of hair to being literally bald. Like, who in the... And then having... Going through that and then having to deal with, like, a breakup. It was just so freaking horrible. Okay. So, my sister-in-law was like, let's just... Well, I told her. I was like, let's just cut my hair. Like, because my hair was pretty long. It grew underneath the extensions. And I was like, let's just cut my hair. I'll just get a bob. Like, I don't care. Like, just get a scissor and cut it. So we were like in the restroom and she had, of course, craft scissors. And she was like in the mirror with me cutting it. And I was getting kind of like frustrated. I'm like, Flo, literally just cut my hair. She was like, I've never done this before. And I'm like, oh my God, give it to me. So I like just chop up my hair. Very Britney Spears in me, just didn't care. So at this time, I just had no care about financial responsibility either. So I was like, I'm gonna go find a... Thinking that was like enough to put your hair through. I was like, I'm going to... Mind you, I'm turning 20. This was like during my 20th birthday. So I decided to get like my hair done again by someone in Denver. And she was pretty nice. And my thing was, I wanted to go blonde. I wanted to go blonde because, like, why not, you know? And she bleached my hair so nice. My hair was like a very pretty honey blonde. And she asked me, she was like, okay, so are we gonna cut some of your hair? And I'm like, yeah, you could trim the ends of it, because like I said, it was like a bob, you know, it was already short. So I was pretty happy with that length. My hair was really curly. It was cute. It was a cute vibe. And like thinking of like the blonde on top of it, I was so excited to just play with my hair and like be a new person. So she ends up getting like some scissors, right? Her shears, and she just goes in. And then I'm sitting there, I think I'm back to that time. I'm sitting there, and I think the name of the hairstyle she gave me was an A-line bob. So the back of my hair, of my head, it was so short that it literally probably wasn't an inch long. It was giving full Karen cut. And my hair was also like blonde. So like she takes off the robe or whatever, the cape, and she's like, okay, here's your hair. Guys, I kid you not, I put up my hair into a little bun, and the back of my head was, it looked shaved. Like, I literally had no hair. So I'm looking at this lady and I'm like, did you seriously cut off at least 5 inches of hair from my head? And I really loved, oh my God, I loved the color so bad. But because of the way it was cut, I literally looked like a Karen. I looked like Hillary Clinton. It just wasn't the vibe. So my sister-in-law picks me up and she's like, oh my God, like, I love your hair. It looks so good. And like, mind you, I'm turning 20. Like, I don't want to look like I'm in my mid-30s. So... I'm like, Flo, take me to take me to Sally's. I'm just gonna buy a brown dye and put it on my head. So I wasted money again on my hair. So my mom is like, Nina, I don't know what's wrong with you. You don't learn your lesson. Like, she gave me the whole rundown. My sister was kind of mad at me too, but oh well. Anyway, months pass and my hair ended up becoming like a really pretty light shade of like brown, like a really pretty, pretty light brown. So I just left it. And eventually it started growing back. And now my hair is actually to where I want it. That's why I got it cut a couple days ago. I just had a little light layers in my hair just to give it some type of movement. But I've been really wanting to try like a butterfly cut. And if I'm really insane by 25, I might just go all in and, I don't know, get like a mullet. Why not? Because the thing is with my hair, it's so curly. And like when it's not curly, I have to blow dry it and give it, I almost always have my hair in a blowout all the time. And it's really damaging to my hair. And I seen a TikTok like a couple of days ago of this girl saying like, is anyone else going bald or like having thinning hair? I'm like, bro, yes, I am. I'm experiencing it right now. Like the top of my head, I literally can see my like baldness. And my boyfriend, of course, and my mom are like, no, it's not like that. Just don't overthink it. And I'm like, I don't know. I see something. I see it. I literally see my scalp sometimes. And it's like really self-conscious for me to like have my hair out or my head out. So I ended up cutting my bangs again a couple weeks ago, but that's fine. It'll grow back quick. So I think with like a mullet with my curly hair would look so awesome. But that's for future Nina to figure out, because I might cut it when I'm like 25. But yeah, that's all I've been up to. Got my hair cut. And then I've also have ideas of my company. So if you guys don't know, I actually own a tea business, a tea company, which was established or created out of the idea of me getting my tuition paid for school. I believe it was like last year, and I had like a $3,000 outstanding balance, and I'm like, I gotta fundraise somehow. And we were trying to think of something, me, my boyfriend, my mom, my brother, and I was like, hey, why don't we just do something with tea? Because my auntie actually has a huge field of Navajo tea. I know it's kind of like, I want to say it's kind of controversial on like what to call this tea, but the main name for it is green thread. So I'm just going to call it Navajo tea because I don't know. But she has a huge field of Navajo tea, and it's so pretty during like harvesting season. And she was like, come over and like, let's just like, I don't know, just like pick however much you want, and you know, we'll support you and we'll figure it out together. And I'm so happy that my family just kind of pushed me to do it. And I don't know, I was kind of like, if not, I don't want to say embarrassed, but I was really nervous to like get out there and like meet people and sell things. It kind of felt like ingenuine for me, because like I'm just not used to that, like that atmosphere. But it turned out pretty good and everyone loved it, so we were like, let's just bring it back. And that's how Nina Tea Company was established. And I'm starting to think of other things besides just selling tea, you know, like I want to have my own little apparel. I'm not going to get into it right now, but just know that I'm really trying to create something that I think a lot of you would really, really enjoy. And I don't know, I'm just really happy right now in my creative space, because a lot of ideas are coming to me. I also want to try writing a book sometime in the summer. I'm going to do an independent study with my school and get credit for it, which is pretty awesome. And I just really need to talk to one of my professors, because her and I are going to have to kind of, you know, co-collaborate with it. And this is kind of like a semester's, or maybe even 2 years or 3 years worth of work, you know, trying to figure out how to make a book. And I've got the name of it already. I know the topic, I know the people I'm going to interview, and I have it all up here in my head. It's just the amount of research that goes into it, and also gathering people's stories, and it's going to be a lot, but I have it all in my head. So I'm going to try to write a book, and I'm really excited. I'm so excited. And just recently, let me shout out some of my friends, but a couple of people that I follow actually posted about something. Hold on, let me get it really quick, guys. Sorry. They actually posted about the March issue of the Poetry Foundation, and it features Dine poets, and it's so awesome. I actually got to download the poetry app, and I listen to almost all of the poems, and they're so amazing. There's one specifically called, I believe it's Voicemail by Norla Chi, and this specific poem was so gut-wrenching. It was so sad, but I loved it completely. And yeah, the person that actually edited the issue was Esther Berlin, and a couple of my friends actually were featured in the magazine, so it's pretty cool. And I don't know, just seeing other, you know, fellow Navajo creatives create is so mind-blowing, and it's so cool. And also, like, my boyfriend has his own music and clothing brand that he's working on, and it's so cool to see, like, how creative our people are, and it just makes me sad. So yeah, that's like what motivates me and inspires me. So that's about it. That's all I've been doing. Also been doing school. I'm full-time. I'm almost done, guys, with my BA. I'm gonna be done in December. And oh my god, that's a whole episode within itself, but I'm just so excited to see what the future holds. I am going back to graduate school, though. That's something that I will not give up on, because that's the only way I'll feel, like, complete, you know, if I have my doctorate or, like, my master's. But that's just me, you know. Other people are, you know, happy with just their bachelor's, associates, which is fine. I mean, do you, you know, but just for me. And plus, the field that I'm in, like, I have to have at least a master's to, like, work and be, like, a licensed counselor, which is kind of crazy, but understandable, because we're literally studying the human brain. And oh my gosh, the classes I'm taking this semester is crazy. I'm doing 5 classes. I believe my credit hours are like 16, I think. And that's the most I think that's the most I've ever took while being in college. Even at my last university, I think I maxed out at 16. But I rushed that associate's degree pretty badly, because I just wanted to get it over with, and I wanted to start something else. And I think that at the time I was really ready to go to a bigger university, and I manifested it, and here I am. But yeah, I'm really excited. I think after graduation, I'm considering enlisting in the Air Force. Oh my god. And a lot of that comes with just, I really need something to pay for my college. So why not? And plus, I have a lot of respect, you know, for the people in my family who served. And it would be pretty cool being that on my dad's side of the family, I'd be like the only one out of the second generation to, you know, carry on that legacy. And that would be really cool to me. And I don't know, I just want to make my family proud, and not necessarily like I have to join the military for them to feel that way, but I, you know, everything that I do, whether that be through, you know, going to school, getting good grades, graduating, whatever, I do it because I just want to make myself proud, and also my family. And I've always had a deep fascination with psychology, and, you know, growing up in a place where there's not a lot of healthy outlets for us to talk about, you know, mental health, I wanted to, you know, be one of the first people, you know, to own a private practice here on the Navajo Nation. And it would be so mind-blowing, you know, knowing that it'd be Navajo woman owned and, you know, one of the first. It would be pretty cool. And I've just always had that, you know, overwhelming love for, you know, my community, and also for, you know, the act of therapy. And in my last episode, I actually talked about being, you know, a therapy friend, quote unquote, and having that role as like a really young child is kind of traumatizing, but it really helped me become, you know, self-aware, and it made me, you know, have that kind of love for someone else, you know, trying to help them through talking or, you know, I don't know. I've always just felt that way, and it's, you know, been my life goal to someday get my doctorate and, you know, become a psychologist. So yeah, that's all I've been up to. Just school, being creative, trying to be creative and clean. I've grown some type of habit of cleaning. I love to clean. I feel like one of those like influencers who try to be, I sound like one of those influencers who try to be like relatable, but no, I really love to clean. And that's all I've been doing recently, cleaning, school. And yeah, I just wanted to come on here though to say hi. I missed all of you. I really hope that you guys get whatever you guys want in this world, in this life, and just keep continuing to do what you do best. Whether that be, you know, waking up in the morning, you know, going about your day, you know, little mundane things that we think are boring or insignificant are actually like really beautiful things that a lot of people wish they could do. So yeah, that's all I have for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope to see you guys again really soon. I'm hoping to get like at least 2 episodes into a month, and we'll see how that goes. So with that, I will see you guys around. Bye.